This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Dolores McCarthy, McCarthy. Dolores, Dolores. Date of birth is 3/21/1931. Date of service is 8/18/2025. Ms. McCarthy is a very pleasant 84-year-old female. With history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, who presented to the emergency room after she'd suffered a fall, like syncopal episode. Patient lives at an assisted living facility and she was in her kitchen, felt hot and lightheaded, fell onto the ground. EMS was contacted. She was brought to the emergency room. She denies hitting her head. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Complaints of pain in her lower thoracic spine. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She did complain of feeling lightheaded and sweaty while she was in the kitchen. She was seen in the emergency room. She CT scan of the head and cervical spine was done, as well as chest x-ray and thoracic spine x-rays were obtained. CT scan of the head and neck was unremarkable. CT chest x-ray showed no acute abnormality. Thoracic spine x-ray did show possibility of rib fracture along the right anterolateral rib. A CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis was also done. It showed compression fracture of T11 with 60% height loss. Patient case was discussed with neurosurgery, who reviewed the case and CAT scan, and recommendations for no surgical intervention based on imaging results. Recommend TLSO brace, no lifting more than 5 pounds. Her cardiac workup was unremarkable. She was seen by physical occupational therapy, was able to ambulate. Pain was under good control. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she says that she's feeling better. She does complain of some pain. She does not like to wear the TLSO brace. She said that she's doing better. She wants to do the therapy and wants to get back to her assisted living facility as soon as possible. She denies any complaints of being dizzy or lightheaded, denies any chest pain, no shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Past medical history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of coronary artery disease, history of fall, history of compression, fracture, thoracic spine, history of degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, cardiac surgery, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, coronary angioplasty. Social history, smoking, none. Quit almost 50 years ago. Alcohol, none. Allergies, do penicillin, codeine, and iodinated contrast dye. Current medications reviewed and as documented in HMP, as documented in the computer. If your system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no palpitations, she does have a strip coronary artery disease, status post hypercutaneous angioplasty, history of hypertension, as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies shortness of breath, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures. She does have history of fall, history of syncopal episode. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains off and on, complaining of back pain, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle round and reactive to light. External movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Rectal exam. Impression. Number one, fall, next syncopal episode, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CAD, next degenerative joint disease, next T11 compression fracture, next DJD. Transplant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will I've encouraged her to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Pfeiffer, P-H-I-F-E-R, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 7/16/1942. Date of service is 8/18/2025. Mr. Pfeiffer is a very pleasant ...83-year-old male. History of hyperlipidemia, history of dementia, presented to the emergency room. Because of weakness, he was found down in his home by his son. He was diagnosed with presumed sepsis, rhabdomyolysis, and acute kidney injury. He also had a brief run of SVT while he was on the monitor at the emergency room. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was given IV fluids, CT of the abdomen and pelvis showed small red pulmonary emphysema, but no acute process. CK was elevated. Troponins were also elevated. Urinalysis did show some white cells and leukocytes. CT head and spine was done, no acute findings were seen. Patient is presently confused. CT chest, abdomen and pelvis was done. Showed no evidence of an acute process within the chest, abdomen and pelvis. No acute osseous abnormality. Moderate pulmonary emphysema. Patient was gradually doing better. Physical therapy and occupational therapy were consulted. He was ambulated. He was doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he is presently confused. States that he's doing well, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for dementia, chronic tobacco use, and hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history, the smoking, does that miss smoking? Alcohol, none. Allergies to amoxicillin. Medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations. He did have a brief run of SVT, no history of coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any palpitations. CT scan showed findings of pulmonary emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary, no complaints, neurological, he does have history of dementia, denies any history of TIE or CVN, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does have history of arthritis, otherwise unremarkable. All of the systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reacted to light. Exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, SVT, next sepsis, next rhabdomyolysis, next fall, next dementia, next hyperlipidemia. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will repeat blood work, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. expression is Lois. Romes, R-O-M-E-S, Lois, L-O-I-S. Date of birth is 7-8-1930. Date of service is 8-18-2025. Miss Romes, a very pleasant 95-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, history of insulin requiring diabetes mellitus, history of CVA, history of dementia, who was brought to the emergency room with increasing shortness of breath. Patient denied any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, had some shortness of breath, and had oxygen saturation decreased to 88%. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Chest x-ray showed mild cardiomegaly, ill-defined airspace opacities in bilateral lungs, consistent with pneumonia or pulmonary edema. Patient was treated for pneumonia with IV antibiotics. BNP was slightly elevated. She was diuresed, after which it improved. Viral panel for influenza, COVID, and RSV was negative. Patient was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. She was feeling weak. She was otherwise doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does complaints of feeling weak. She has been ambulating in the past, but is in a wheelchair at the present time. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next dementia, next insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, next hypothyroidism, next history of glaucoma, next history of CVA, next degenerative joint disease, next history of chronic kidney disease. Next history of CVA. Past surgical history has been significant for hip replacement surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, there is any history of CAD, she does have history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, denies any cough, she does complaints of shortness of breath, she denies any complaints of pain with deep inspiration, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of CVA, she does complaints of weakness, in generalized, difficulty to ambulate. Musculoskeletal does have history of arthritis. All of the systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils wiggled round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lumbar neuropathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart resonance too was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake. And alert. Moving all four extremities, so weakness at the lower extremities bilaterally. Impression number one. Shortness of breath, next congestive heart failure, next probable pneumonia, treated with antibiotics in the hospital, next difficulty ambulating, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, next history of dementia, next history of CVA, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient, next chronic kidney disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. We'll continue on current medications. We'll monitor her sugars. We'll be placed on sliding scale coverage. Echo checks would be done. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Barbara Wonk, W-O-N-C-H, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 1/14/1945. Date of service is 8/18/2025. Miss Wonk is a very pleasant 80-year-old female. With history of dementia, presented to the emergency room after she had suffered a fall. She was gardening while she tripped. Over her dog, she fell on her right side. She denied hitting her head. She complained of pain in her right arm and her right hip. Wasn't able to ambulate herself. EMS was called. Patient was brought to the emergency room. She was seen in the ER, had x-rays done. We did reveal right radial as well as right hip fracture. Patient was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation treatment. Trauma surgery was consulted. Orthopedic was consulted. CT scan of the head was negative for any bleed. Chest x-ray was negative for any rib fractures. Alcohol level and urine drug were negative. Patient underwent surgery on her right hip. Of right wrist was placed in a cast. Patient was subsequently doing better. She denies any complaints of any significant pain. denied any complaints of chest pain, no shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She is being admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation at the present time. Otherwise, she has been feeling well. Past medical history has been significant for dementia. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for hysterectomy and left shoulder surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to shellfish. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. PVF system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of CAD, no history of MI, no history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints of increasing frequency, no blood in the urine, no history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of fall. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. No regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right forearm in cast, right hip with dressing in place. Impression, number one fall, next right hip fracture, status post surgery, next right and distal radius fracture with cast, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next dementia, next DJD. Transplant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, continue pain control, consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.